Little Richard was never humble about his place in rock and roll history.
I am the originator. I am the innovator. I am the architect of rock and roll. Before me, it wasn't any.
The musician born Richard Wayne Penniman first exploded onto what was then still the black music scene in the 1940s, when as a teenager he opened for gospel singer and rock guitar pioneer Sister Rosetta Tharpe at the City Auditorium in his hometown of Macon, Georgia. Later, in traveling shows around the South, he was more free than in Macon to explore his sexuality, sometimes performing as a character named Princess LaVonne. But it was from his hometown that he really launched what would become rock and roll. A toned-down version of the body number he picked up in New Orleans, called Tutti Frutti, would become one of his biggest hits. Along the way, he became a preacher, fired Jimi Hendrix from his band, and inspired the Beatles. And in recent years, his childhood home in Macon has been turned into a community center. Little Richard was 87. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.